With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Afghan national has been accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House yesterday in a brazen act of violence. During a morning press conference, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, updated the condition of the victims.
These are dedicated service members who were performing their duties in service to our nation, and they are currently in critical condition. They have undergone surgery. We pray for their well-being as they continue to be cared for in the best possible way.
The suspect, who is in custody, was also shot and had wounds that were not believed to be life-threatening. FBI Director Kash Patel said investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering all the evidence they can.
Firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
President Trump says there is much to be thankful for on this national holiday. White House correspondent Greg Clarkston has more.
I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year.
The president is also grateful for the men and women wearing our nation's uniform.
We draw strength from the love of family and friends, and we express our undying gratitude for the men and the women of the United States Armed Forces. We love them.
He made his comments ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday at a White House event where he pardoned two turkeys. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Shares in Europe were mixed following gains in most Asian markets today. U.S. futures were flat, with Wall Street closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Tomorrow there will be an abbreviated trading session on Wall Street that closes at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is SRN News. An NFL star promotes Samaritan's Purse. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The league has a program called My Cause, My Cleats, which allows players to wear shoes that advertise the charity of their choice. Brock Purdy, the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, wore cleats promoting Samaritan's Purse during last weekend's game against the Panthers.
And that is Michael Harrington reporting. Franklin Graham, who heads up the Giant Christian Relief Agency, posted on Facebook, quote, "We are grateful that Brock chose to highlight our work." The Justice Department complaint against a federal judge who ruled in a transgender case has been dismissed. The Trump administration accused the judge, Ana Reyes, of, quote, "hostile and egregious misconduct" during the hearings for a lawsuit challenging the president's ban on transgender troops serving in the military. Reyes was accused of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Swapping turkeys for other animals was once a key part of North America's wildlife conservation efforts. The wild turkey population dwindled to a few thousand in the late 1800s, but has since grown to about 7 million across 49 states, plus more in Canada and Mexico. Restoration often relied on trades. For example, Oklahoma swapped walleye and prairie chickens for turkeys from Arkansas and Missouri. New Hampshire sent fishers to West Virginia in exchange for turkeys. Early efforts to raise turkeys on farms failed, leading to capturing and relocating the wild turkeys, which did prove to be successful. With Thanksgiving and the formal launch of the holiday shopping season, Americans will again take to the road for holiday gatherings before knocking off items on their Christmas gift list. Many analysts say Black Friday shopping will not be as strong as it has in past years because of the growth in online retailing. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.